This is March 29th, and the next meeting will be on April 26th, 1992, in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Good morning, Bartholomew.
Well then, my friends, good morning.
Good morning.
And I'd like to remind you that one of the best pathways to God is a good laugh.
Great.
Most especially if it can be at yourself. Now, I'd like to talk this morning, if we could, a little bit about the thing that rarely occurs to you, which is to use your life as an approach to God. I'd like to repeat that. I would like to have you consider the possibility of using your life as an approach to God. Because if you start thinking about it very carefully, you will find that you have probably created a network of very convoluted, difficult, hard to achieve rules and regulations and states of awareness and so on, through which you must permeate somehow this mess, this quagmire that has been placed there. And then you, if you're lucky enough, you move through it and you come out the other side and you're in heaven. Now, the difficulty with this is if you've looked around, the rules are very different. Because someone sitting next to you has a set of rules in a certain way, you have a set of rules and they're very different. Well, now here comes the war. Who's got the right set of rules? You know, when you get down to it, a lot of wars are fought on that basis alone. Whose rules are right? And not only, not so much whose rules are right, but whose rules are going to win? Whose rules are you going to live by? Whose rules are you going to take seriously enough that you put your life under those rules? Now, when I ask you to talk about your life as the way to God, in other words, living is the best yoga that I know. Just living is the best yoga I know. It is the essence and the simplest way, because the one thing you know is you are all living your life. You may not like it. You may think, I wish I wasn't doing this. You may wish, I wish somebody else had thought this up. You might think any of these things. But the one thing you know every moment of your life is you are living your life. Now, if you begin to get the idea, which I hope you do today, just begin to claim the excitement of living your life as the highest yoga, not in any specialized way, but just the way you're living it, being aware and alive to whatever is going on in your life is your direct best approach to God. When you really begin to feel that that is a possibility inside of you, then certain things become obvious. Now, I want you to remember something that you all know and you keep forgetting. Something is going on here. More is going on here than meets the eye. More is going on here than meets the eye. And what does this mean? It means that when you just look at your life from a superficial point of view, it is very easy for you to just see the places that are difficult and the places that are disharmonious and the places that you would like to move out of and achieve something different. And that's how many of you view your life. Now, if we begin to look at it from a different point of view, if we begin to get excited by this possibility, and I'd like to even call it a probability, that there's something mysteriously magical going on all the time in and around your life, then we look at things differently. Which means, let us say that most of you in this room think that the best kind of a life is one that is smooth, that has no problems in it, that is somehow lacking in any kind of drama. And I want to tell you that the problem then is, when you have achieved such a life, what happens? You become bored. When your life is harmonious, nobody's arguing with you, you've set your world up so that everybody either agrees with you or is too terrified to disagree with you. You are moving through this life and you have all, we've talked about this before, all the chess pieces are in perfect place. And as you know, it's God's great delight to come along with a foot and just kick the table and everything falls and we start all over again. Now, what I want you to get excited about is every time your table gets kicked, every time the pieces fall, there is a magnificent way to approach it. You can approach it from what I feel is closest to the truth of consciousness, and it's up to you to decide, which is every time a kick comes, instead instead of saying to yourself, this difficulty has come into my life, it is a problem to be solved, we have to solve this problem, if you could get a sense that when things come in, many times all that is really being asked of you is the willingness to be able to feel that whatever the situation is coming in is not here in any way to punish or to fulfill a bad karmic debt. You see, you did fine until you believed in karma, and now you all believe in karma, and you know, you didn't even think of karma, you know, but now you worry about karma. So you have this life, and then you have your last life, and then there's the lifetime when you were all Cleopatra, you know, how many, you know, way back there, and there's all of this difficulty. I mean, you know, it's a very difficult situation when you believe in other lives and so on. Now, what the only point here is, if you get another vision of what's happening, then you see something like this. Let's just put it into a visual for you. That your life is a sum total of all of the magnificent, exciting, dynamic moments of creativity that you have created so far. And you are surrounded by this magnificent wonder, this magnitude of knowing, this magnitude of experiential data, this magnitude of joie de vivre, the fun and the joy of living. You forget how much fun it is to live, even if your life is not reflecting a great deal of fun, because there is still something very exciting, exuberant, ecstatic, magnetic. Because in truth, you see, my friends, when you boil all of what you are down to the simplest, what we say is you are an electromagnetic power. You are a magnificent electromagnetic power, a force field of amazing wonder, dimension, creativity, diversity, and excitement. No matter how limited your life might look, you could be a paraplegic lying in a bed for the rest of your life. There is still in that form the same electromagnetic wonder that runs through the most dynamic basketball player at the pit. It's all the same. The excitement within the body form is ever present, and it is not connected to what you are doing in your life with your body. Now, I realize that as you look at your life, you say it is. Now, I want you to look at the fear of that. Let us say that you are in your 30s or 40s, and you are very dynamic, you're alive, you're out in the world, you jog every morning and so on. You are feeling full of life, and you have a job that you find is delightful, and whatever. So, all's well. And as you move through this life, you have a deep sense of well-being. A wonderful sense of well-being floods through you. Now, whether you are aware of it or not, my friends, I want you to know that many of the moments just on the other side of that feeling of well-being, you are also, perhaps even subliminally, being bombarded by a fear. Because the fear is, this is how it is today. But is it always going to be this way? Maybe tomorrow this will be gone. Maybe I'll be hit by a car. Maybe this will happen. Maybe I'll have a this or that. You see, underwriting all of the magnificent exuberance of living a mental and physically dynamic life, you have to spend a lot of time keeping the fear down. Because the fear keeps popping up. The fear is it's going to end. I'm not always going to be this young or this alive or this intelligent or this capable or whatever it is. And so whatever your age, whether you're in your 60s getting ready to move on, that is present. Whether you're in your 20s, because you're all intelligent human beings. And you look around and you say, you know, bad things happen. My goodness, what a surprise. Bad things happen. You're wandering through your life and then, you know, the roof falls in on you. And there you are. You all know this. So you can't, and you are all so, you know, one of the exciting things is the amazing ability to say, yes, well, it'll happen to them, but not to me. So many people avoid deep awareness because they are running around encouraging themselves with a mantra, it's not going to happen to me. And I want to warn you about getting any kind of an idea. Some people have come to me in the past and have said that they felt that their lives were out of the realm of disaster because they had been meditating for a long time, because they ate the right foods, because they said the right thing, because they tried to be harmless as best they could, and they knew that disaster wasn't going to happen to them. May I warn you against that? Because it is not anything to do with reality. because something exciting that you cannot see with your physical eyes is happening under the surface of your life. So let's talk about that. All right. This amazing set of awareness, which is you in the present moment, is without being able to see it, it rides on and is a part of an amazingly magnificent energy field that is far beyond the limits of human understanding and ability to comprehend. And you ride this field of power and wonder, and this field, without your having to direct it in any way, knows precisely where this motion of your small life is moving. And as you begin to sense that there are things that you cannot see, that you cannot really talk about, but there is something that is pushing and moving into your life as you move through it, then you begin excited when something difficult comes along, because you have the right to say, ah, that is the, if you like the terms, your higher self, if that pleases you, by all means, this is where that term fits, all right? The higher self, if that's something for you. The vast self, the deep self, the God self, the enlightened, the part, the wise, whatever. But if you just begin to get excited by the remembrance that when you hit a bump, that it isn't that you are stumbling around and there's this awful bump in the road and you ran into it. That is the dot. Isn't that the way you think? It's a linear thought. Here you are prancing through your life like that wonderful card, the Fool, you know, in the tarot, and all of a sudden you hit a rock and there you are. Splat, right? Now, that is not really the way it is. The excitement is far deeper than that. The excitement is that as you are moving through your life, as you begin to get deeper and deeper understandings of things, another way, as you begin to fill out your capacities, your capabilities, your potential on all levels, spiritual as well, then what happens is as you begin to get bigger, you begin to run into things. If you want to stop running into things, stay small, stay powerless, stay weak, stay. Don't risk. Don't do anything risky. Stay small. And you know how boring that is. Do you know how boring it is to live that kind of a life? You know it. So what is required? When you get the excitement that as you begin to expand, you begin to bump into things, meaning you bump into things that you are now ready to deal with. Let us say that you've gone and spent a whole year building something. You've run into many, many things in that year of building. And then all of a sudden, the growth is finished. And so what happens? You hit a bump. No. You're so big that things begin to push out. And then you begin to run into what I would call the next level, the next layer, the next wonderful, delightful, awaiting, creative change. My friends, the greatest fun in this world is change. And you find yourselves, if you're being honest, hanging on with a tremendous... You know what? If you would be honest, the one thing you are all addicted to, or many of you, is you're addicted to having things stay the same. And in truth, when you look at that, that is not really what you want. What you really want is for things to move and to become different, to become more expansive, more exciting, more dynamic, more creative. At the age of 70, you have the absolute right to want to be more dynamic, creative, and alive than you were at any of the subsequent earlier ages. That is a birthright. The only thing that keeps you from it is this incredibly foolish belief that human consciousness has been perpetrating, which is that as you get older, things get less. I would like to tell you that as you get older, things get greater. Things get greater. The reason that it's sad for a young one to die is because they haven't had the chance for that greater. That's the only place. But then, you know the way the ritual goes. When they finish with that, they begin again on a vaster playing field, and they begin once again in a more expanded state. So, as you begin to look upon all of the obstacles, not as obstacles, but as a signal to you that this marvelous process of life is beginning to move now dramatically, and to begin to look at it with a kind of an interest, with an interesting point of view. That's an interesting set of experiences, rather than this is a terrifying set of experiences. When you begin to change your terminology, when you begin to look at the most difficult thing as something that is bubbling from your awareness that comes up trying to say, it's time for something new, it's time for a change, let's move, let's move. Now, what if you say to me, yes, but what has happened to me has actually limited, say, my physical expansion. All right, here, are you ready for a rule that you won't like, but here we go anyway. If you are in a physical expansion mode and it stops, meaning that something happens and your physical body starts to slow down for whatever reason, I want you to know that this is a wake-up call for other parts of your awareness to begin to grow. Other parts of your awareness to begin to grow. Whatever happens to you, understand, please, that every one of the seemingly difficulties that come your way are simply what they have begun to call wake-up calls of consciousness. Wake up. Start looking at it. Look at it with care. Look at it with as much humor as you can muster. Look at it with some kind of an expansive excitement. And you say, I am supposed to look at my illness as an expansive excitement? And I am saying, it is certainly better than looking at it from the other point of view, which is a depressing thing that somebody gave to me. Because you will never be free when you refuse to realize that your life is your way. Your life, exactly as it is your way. You created this life so that you could find not some abstract God, but the force of life, which is God, which is the excitement of living, which is that electromagnetic power that moves and vibrates through you constantly. It is life. And that is God, and that out of that is that is that, and that's all there is. But when you begin to understand that all, you know, let us say that you're going along and your life's going all very well, and let's say you're in this wonderful romantic relationship, and then the romance hits a wall. Usually it's another person, isn't it? Anyway, so the romance hits something. All right, so there you are. Now, you begin to feel something in your body. If you're being very honest, you feel something inside. And it feels to you like constriction. It feels to you like something's imploding and so on. I want you, please, to look at these things in a little different way. And I know that your ego is not going to enjoy this, but let's just go through it anyway. All right. Now, in that moment, that feeling that you are feeling, you may say, I was feeling expanded, and this event came and made me feel contracted. I would like for you to think of it from another point of view, which is that you were expanded with some limitation within that expansion, and this energy field comes, and it comes not at you from front, but through you, meaning it comes in order, if you want to be visual about it, to move through that which is what you call your heart center, the heart chakra, I don't care, whatever you call it, that comes to move through it so that as you release and let go and that whatever is the obstacle in place, I'm speaking now of emotional energy, belief energy, ideas, concepts, rules, regulations, that's what's hitting. Because, you know, somebody comes up and messes up your love affair and come all the rules. Well, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that to me. Why not? Well, because we had this agreement, you know. 35 years ago, we made this agreement. And you can't do it. And what the truth here is, if the energy is moving, it is moving with the hope that in that moment that you will begin to let go of some of those beliefs within yourself that are keeping you in a constricted state. In other words, if it's happening to you, you had something to do with the creating of it, and why? And the why is so that you can use the power of that feeling to break down some of those inner obstacles. Do you know which ones I mean? Those ones inside that have it. This is the right way. I have to have it this way. Without this, I'll die. Without this relationship, I'm nothing. Without this security, I will be nothing. I will, whatever your ideas might be, whether it's your job, a relationship, whatever is there. In other words, when these bumps come, and doesn't it feel like a bump? Doesn't it feel like somebody just comes and runs right into you? Well, it's an energy field, a vaster energy field moving into a limited space, and that feels very strange. It is as if you're trying to take, you know, the energy from a vast cathedral and put it into one of those little tombs down in the bottom, you know, where they bury the popes or the whatever. You know, it doesn't happen. You know, it won't fit. So what you're asking is to begin the first time that feeling hits you, instead of feeling, I'm less, I'm contracted, I want you to begin to say, wait, where can I begin to let go? Where, if you just pay attention to your thoughts, if you just pay attention to your ideas, then you begin to hear your beliefs, your ideas about the way things should be, about the way other people must be for you to be happy. May I say that again? The rules and regulations about how other people must be for you to be happy, that is a state of prisonhood. You are in a prison if you believe that other people have to be a certain way for you to be happy. That is a prison, isn't it? What could be a greater prison than my world has to be a certain way so that I can be happy? My friends, I want you to know, and you already know, that is absolutely the opposite. Happiness is an inside job. Happiness is something that you, day by week, by month, by year, create and allow and expand within your own psyche, within your own being. And the ability to do that is, and here we go again, you do this fastest, most easily, by staying totally awake in the moment, aware of what you're thinking and feeling and how you're responding, of feeling the fears as they arise, and acknowledging that it is not from the outside, that it is something that is moving through you in the hopes of letting you let it go. And the biggest let go, the biggest, the very biggest that I know, comes with a simple acknowledgement and increased willingness to experience the reality that the God force of wonder and power and magnificence is constantly moving, humming, expanding through your physical body, through your cells, through your mental process, through your emotional process, through all of it, every moment, every moment. Remember? Remember. In the midst of that, when you begin to understand that you have created outside yourself false ideas of safety, false ideas of love and security and comfort, and realize that they are eventually going to fail you because they have to fail you. You may have the greatest love affair in the world, but unless you figure out how to die at the same instant, one of you is in trouble. All right? To acknowledge, you know, oh, that would not go over. I best not say that. Well, I'm just saying that as you begin to live longer, my friends, and life expectancy begins to stretch and stretch and stretch, the idea of spending, you know, 150 years with the same person, you know, there may be a little change in the rules. The planet might be in for a few changes as expectancy of life gets faster and faster. All right. And also, I've said this before, in the next few years, you're going to get some direct knowing that all of these things are absolutely true, that the life and the power and the magnificence of paying that sweet, gentle awareness within that begins to then build the knowing that there is this power within, this wondrous, ongoing, something magical, mystery, this mysterious something that moves through all of the cells and all of you all of the time. When you close out just for a few moments, every few moments, to go inside to feel that. When you build that rapport, when you begin to really feel that singing, that feeling of the motion of it, then you stand on totally, totally secure ground. Because what you come to know is that this feeling that you have, no matter how abundant that you have with someone outside yourself, this wondrous feeling inside yourself cannot be taken from you. In no way can it be damaged or made less, that it is at as full force as you want it to be. What is the difference between a fully realized person and yourself? Just that they have allowed themselves to fully feel this force. That is the only difference. It is they have surrendered to this amazing power that pulsates through every fiber and every fabric and every awareness and every particle of consciousness in form and out of form. It is the God essence, it is whatever you want to call it, and it is absolutely the same in each one of you. And when you begin to aliven yourself with it, moment after moment after moment, then you begin to feel alive in a new way. You begin to experience yourself, perhaps even with far more power and wonder and energy at your later years than you had at your early years. In fact, if many of you would be honest, I think you would say to yourself that you are in a much more powerful position now in your later years than you were in your early years. Is that not true? Is that just not true? And the idea that this has to somehow lessen as the years go on is one of the great deceptors, and I ask you to take exception to it. I ask you to take complete exception to it in your life and to know that that is simply not the case. It is not the case. And when you begin to get excited by the knowing that you have a chance for a greater and greater magnificence as the years go on, I ask you to be very deeply excited by that possibility. Because what you are saying is that you stand in a position of having lived with awareness many years of your life. And now, because you wouldn't spend a day like this in a place like this unless you had a certain knowing in your focused consciousness, which is that there is something here that is absolutely exciting. Mary Margaret is going to purchase a t-shirt that says, "Boredom is interesting." And I want all of you, not literally, but I'd like all of you to purchase it, at least in your mind, as the possibility. You see, the idea that certain lives are boring are only because you are not living them. You see, so, yes, but do you understand? It's boring because you're not living it. The life is going on, and you're saying, this life is boring, boring, boring. What you're really doing is just hitting the surface of it. You're not diving down deeply. For example, let's say you've been married many years, and your wife or husband starts to talk, and you say, well, I know how this is going to end. You don't even... But let us say you haven't seen a friend for 25 years, you get together for lunch, and what are you? You're riveted. Well, what happened? Tell me, what's your opinion? Excitement is there. Well, even maybe 2 months, there's the excitement. You are perfectly present. You're open, alive, aren't you? Because this is a fountain of new information. But you know, that old, you know, friend who's been around all these years, well, they don't count because you know how it's going to end. Well, that's boredom. When people say that a sign of how long you've been together is that you can tell in a restaurant if they're married because they're not talking, you know, that old adage, I like to challenge all of that and put a very different slant on it and say that I think one of the excitements about long-term relationships, whether they be friendships or partnerships in business or love affairs or your children and adults and parents and adults in either form, one of the excitements is right here. Because you can use the ego loves to say, well, this is boring, I'll go get another playmate that's less boring. And then pretty soon that playmate becomes boring, and then you get another one. But if you're still with the same one, you know, are you there because you want to be there, or you're there because you have to be there? You know, there's very different ways to participate in ongoing life. And one of the excitements is to realize right before you the very situation or person or job or whatever it is, that right in it, exactly as it is, there is incredible deepening possible in it, right then as it is. How do you do it? I will tell you. And I would ask you to listen on as deep a level as you can to this. Because there's going to be a part of you that rises up and says, I don't want to do that. But if you can, just hear it, please. I've told you often that the least interesting form of communication is speech. What I'm asking you to do is to be willing to lay down, to surrender your point of view, your knowing, your intelligence. Oh, what a hard thing. To surrender your intelligence, whatever opinions, and as you hear this other person responding to whatever it is that you have instigated the two of you together, to allow yourself to deeply move into that person's deepest awareness. So they are saying, let us say you're having an argument. Well, you know exactly what the answers are going to be on the verbal level, don't you? How many times do you go down the same road? You know, it's over and over. Now, stopping right then, and these have to do with all relationships. I do not mean exclusive relationships, any relationship. The willingness to stop and consciously make the sweet gesture of allowing yourself to really hear and feel that other person's statement, to really hear them with open heart. There are none so blind as those that will not see and those that will not hear. What does this mean? It means the willingness to set aside your egotistical, limited idea, to lay down your opinions for your friends. You're happy to lay down your life, but are you willing to lay down your point of view? Are you willing to lay down your knowing that this is the right way to do it? Are you willing to lay down? We always go to the Caribbean for our vacation. What do you mean? Are you willing to? Do you understand? We always shop at where? I don't know where. Are you willing to lay those down moment by moment in order to simply expand your awareness and grasp something new about that person? Because in their turmoil, in their difficulty, when they are in fear, and all fights come from fear, when they are in their difficulty, if you can just put your rightness aside and allow yourself to look with clarity and see and feel, you are going to be so excited by that experience that you are not going to care whether they agree with you or not. Do you understand? It is the feeling that you are no longer separate. What is man's dilemma? Mankind's dilemma. That you are separate. How do you stop being separate? Well, you try it through sex, and sometimes it works. Yes. And good for you. Good. Sometimes it works. The problem is you can't stay in bed your whole life. You have to get up and go about other things. You find through deep conversation, it works. Yes, it works. Marvelous. Coming together on this magnificent electric mental plane. Marvelous. Excitement and creativity sparks and great new ideas and motion comes out of that. It's wondrous. But again, this isn't something you can continue to do all the time. What I'm asking is this, knowing that each moment as you approach each human being in whatever mode of life that they meet your life in, that when you begin to be willing to deepen your experience of them, what you experience is their depth. And their depth is fascinating. Their depth is, and your mind won't understand it, but your body will. Please don't forget, your body is participating in everything that you do. Your body is participating in everything that you do. And the tremendous excitement of meeting another human being's energy directly, straight on, with power, is as close to heaven as many of you have yet experienced. And it comes by allowing yourself to drop your stance, to just listen with a new ear and see with new eyes, and to just embrace. There's something deeper going on here. And they are filled with the same electromagnetic wonder as you are. And as you begin to join and really have as your willingness to feel that electromagnetic force field that moves between all of you, then life begins to be amazingly exciting. Now, many of you have shut off your feelings of your electromagnetic force field. And you have done it for very smart reasons. You've done it because of pain, and you've done it because you have been hurt, and I understand all of that. And with a great deal of respect for what has happened to you, I still want to say that the feeling of your own electromagnetic force field within your body, to feel it for yourself, is absolutely blissful. And you have got to begin to drop down with the willingness to feel that force field within you that has nothing to do with your ideas. It has nothing to do with your pain. It has nothing to do with any of that. It is the magnetically magnificent you that rides in every single cell of your body. And it sings an incredible song of power and magnificence and creative dynamic awareness. And how do you do it? It is so simple. It is so simple. You simply move your awareness out of your thinking, out of your feeling, out of your emotion, and simply drop it to the body and allow yourself to begin to feel in what I would call a visceral way, a cellular way, to be able to feel. You see, you feel yourself in parts. When I say feel yourself, some of you who are mental feel your mind. Some of you who are emotional feel your heart. Some of you who are very sexual feel your sexual organs. All right, that's fine. What I ask you is to feel yourself full on, to begin to feel yourself fully. Many of you have cut off your sexual feelings because you do not have a sexual partner in your life. And you experience this as a drying up and a loss. Now, I want you to experiment not with feeling your sexual feelings if that's too hard for you, because of all the ideas of my goodness, now what? But rather to I'm asking you to begin to allow all of the feeling sensations in your body begin to rise up. And I want you to begin to feel. I want you to begin to be willing to feel whatever arises. And you will find that as things arise, there's a tremendous force that pushes them down. And so you spend much of your life in that position. Things are rising from that deep, mysterious, magnificent wonder of your being, pushing up, and you're pushing down. You can feel your full sensual awareness, mental awareness, integrated awareness, even in the most devitalized form. We're back to the paraplegic. It doesn't matter what is going on with your body. Those force fields of power and wonder sing through your body all the time. I'm asking you to be willing to go back through so that you can begin to feel the essence. Those of you who have read about the bardos in Tibetan Buddhism and so forth, understand what happens, which is that you have to move back into your physical body in order to feel the magnetic force field, which is the God self. And in order to do that, you have to do, which is most of you have been trained not to do, you have to begin to actually realize that you have a body and that this body has feeling tones in it. Immeasurably ever-changing feeling tones. I'm asking you to get alive to the force of life and power in your body so that as you begin to get older and older, you begin to experience yourself as vaster, more alive, more magnetic. My friends, do you really think that after you have lived your entire life expanding, creating, dynamic, that you have, that the rule is you have to feel less life, although you've lived more life? Does it make any sense to you? Is it not perhaps that something has given you an idea of things and you're being asked to awaken to the lack of truth in that idea. Your idea of life is that you start, and I guess you peak at what, 25? Is it? I mean, it's a little difficult to see it from the outside looking in, but what, is it 25 or 30, and then it's all downhill? I mean, when does it go downhill? Whatever those words are. It is not the way it was meant. It was supposed to be a magnificent accumulation, an ongoing expansion, dynamic, creative aliveness, so that you keep yourself ever expanding. How do you do it? You do it by paying attention to this incredible electromagnetic field that is constantly within you pushing through. It is this field that comes and knocks the pieces off the table. You get very complacent, and this field of energy says, I want us to be closer. I'm not content to have this feeling in just this compartment of my life. You know, this energy field has consciousness too, you know, and it wants what it wants. What does it want? You know what it wants. Absolute union. Absolute, complete, and total union with all parts of you. Mind, body, emotions, everything. It wants to full flood into you. That's what it's asking. Do you think it's going to let you alone? No. It is going to continue. And you better begin to pray that it won't. Just keep praying. Keep after me. Keep after me. When I think I've got it figured out, present the one person in the world that I don't want to see that says, you don't have it figured out. Pray for the chaos. You know, pray for the chaos of consciousness. Consciousness was not meant to be one just blip, 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 blip. It is rambunctious. It is abundant. It pushes through every constraint. And it will continue until the day you die and full on after that. There is no end to this, and it will not stop. And its end, its desire is to keep, not to keep you moving in a linear life, but to keep exploding so that you can keep feeling closer and closer to this power, this amazing wonder. You know, many people, when they get older, they have no job and so on and so on. So what do? To keep life going, they develop incredible illnesses. They develop incredible illnesses, and through that illness, they become alive, in control of their destiny in the deepest sense. They become willing to make changes. They become different people. It's because all the other modes have silenced, and now here comes the next one. You know, there are other ways to do this, and you don't have to pick that model. But I want you to understand that for a lot of people, there is a tremendous amount of living in those experiences, and life becomes full flood. So those of you outside looking in, I think a tremendous amount of respect at their choices is in order. That instead of being some kind of a debilitating mistake, you know, that your karma caught up with you finally when you weren't looking, you know, instead it is consciousness, it's life saying, all right, let's move on. Let's learn yet more. Let's move into this. Let's do this. What am I saying? I'm saying anything that comes along that you experience as powerful, whether it be fear, or wonder, or whatever it may be, excitement, you're in the force field of this magnetic magnificence of God consciousness. And it is going to be a humbug to you, and it is going to keep you moving, and it is going to keep knocking down the chess pieces. And that is its job, and that is what you have asked it to do, and that's what it's going to continue to do until the end. So, all we ask is that when you begin to feel those feelings, understand life is now here again, presenting you with yet again another opportunity to expand, another opportunity to get vaster, to get more, amass more power, not less. There is another rather interesting way to phrase what we've just said, and I'll just say it before the close. And for some of you, this will work. For others, it won't. Whichever, take it as you will. Another way to talk about this is that you have vast, vast, vast energy fields of amazing consciousness who are constantly waiting for opportunities to flood you, your limited view of yourself, with ever-increasing power and energy. You can call it your higher self. You can call it the archangels. You can call it your guardian angel. I don't care what you call it. But there is an absolute reality to the visual and conceptual idea that magnificent, very compassionate energy fields of consciousness are constantly waiting for an opportunity or an opening to move into your life, to change it, to make you more alive, to make you more compassionate, to give you more humor, to give you whatever it is that is necessary. So for those of you who don't like the abstract electromagnetic current, because it is an abstraction, and I understand that, I want you to know that there is an absolute truthful corollary, which is that there are these incredible energy fields whose absolute joy and delight is to constantly flood into you and to all of your circumstances ever new joy, ever new life, ever new opportunity, and a constant flood of compassion and caring. Those energy fields are committed to your knowing who you are. Those energy fields are committed to knowing, to you knowing that you have the ability to drop your separation from them and to be flooded at full flood with this energy that is the dynamic wonder of God. However you conceive of it in your mind, I want you please to know there is something much bigger going on here than your little mind wants you to remember. And these energy fields of infinite wisdom and compassion delight in, and I use the words with care, delight in filling you with every amount of help and guidance and security and compassion and love that you can possibly take in. The only thing that they ask is that you ask, is that you open. That's all. And it's all they've ever asked, is that you open and allow. It's the very same process as each one of you walking around as the messenger of light to each other. Meaning, as you look at each other every moment, the choice is, am I going to hang on to my separation and see them as small and wrong and different from me? Or am I willing to let it go and be willing, even for an instant, to see them as they really are? Do you know your life will never be the same? To see one of you, one moment, standing as essence, as your being, rather than as the translation of that, will change your life. And how do you do it? You do it by being willing. You do it. I'm willing. There's something else here, magnificent one, speaking to that other. There's something else magnificent, and I want to feel it. I want to see it. I want to know it. That's your choice. And you choose it. And then the moment of what you call a miracle happens, and what we say is, that's the way it was meant to be. That's the way it was meant to be. That you could see and feel and know each other instead of with the overlays that your minds have placed there. No blame, no judgment. Please just know that what you see is not what's there. Something else so incredibly magnificent is constantly throbbing through that camouflage of consciousness. If you are willing to see it, then it will happen. Someday, somewhere, somehow, with someone. Your end of it is just to keep asking. I want to see it the way it really is. Not the way that my mind construct has projected it. And that is your right. And these vast energy fields, so real, so magnificently alive, delight in helping you, upholding you. You know, there's that story about the man or woman who's talking to God and
sees their footsteps, you know, there's the man's and woman's, and then there's God's, and then all of a sudden there's just one set, and the human says, how come you left me? There's only me walking there. And God says, no, that's when I carried you. That's a real story. That is a real story. I mean real in the sense it reflects a reality. It reflects the reality that endlessly, time after time, in ways that you are not aware of, the incredible compassion of vast energy fields of consciousness flood in to make your life as best they can. They could be so much more help if you would just allow them in. So much more can be done. But the door knob is on your side. The doorknob is on your side. So, I thank you all for being here today. If you'll just remember one thing, something else is going on every moment of your life. And it is your birthright to see it and know it and feel it and live it. The only thing stopping you is your belief that you can't do it. And I'm here to say, oh yes, you can. So do it. Do it now. Do it later. You will do it. Thank you.
Good morning. I would like to take a few moments before we leave to talk about the summer workshops again. In reference to the August 29th, 30th Nature Workshop, which is going to be held halfway up Taos Ski Valley Road in the vicinity of Taos Mountain this summer. It's the workshop that will be overnighting for two nights in the Austin House. The price was misquoted on the single-person occupancy. It was given out as $115. It is $140. That's $25 more, or $12.50 a night, depending on how you want to look at it. That still includes both nights' accommodations and all the meals that were previously announced. So we wanted to get that on tape to let you know that $140 single occupancy is the correct price. Also, people have been asking me about the double occupancy at Austin House. It is not necessary for you to bring someone with you to have a double room. We have people on our list who would like to share a room. Space in this workshop and in the June workshop is still available. Reminder, the June workshop will be held on the 13th and 14th, and that is a workshop to deepen our basic skills of awareness. The cost, again, of each workshop is $175 per person, and to reserve a place in the workshop of your choice, send a $75 deposit to Joy Franklin, P.O. Box 2996, Taos, New Mexico, 87571, and I will return and a confirmation. If you would like any other information, in other words, if you did not get the information on the tape that we sent out a few months ago, go ahead and write to me and I'll send you a complete information sheet.